training all the time?
To be honest with you, I've kind of took up this wide position at the moment. For the gaffer's enjoying me playing out there, getting at people, and I'm enjoying it myself. It's kind of, I know Ryan Thompson's going to be there when I play it round the corner, and it's a bit of talking to get it back, but I think I got lucky with the bit of break it came off, and I managed to get onto it and just hopefully, well, luckily lashed it into the net. It just sat up nicely, but these things break for you in football, and you need to kind of deal with it as it happens.
It's a new role you've been playing in. Have you been used to playing there before?
Yeah, well, I've played wider all my days, to be fair. Like, when I was a kid, I'm more a striker, so I am, but if the gaffer's to play me kind of left hand side, then I'm happy to play there for the team and do a shift for the team. I quite relish it, to be honest with you, getting one on one with full backs and taking them on and getting at them, so it's enjoyable.
It's a real relief getting that third goal too.
Yeah, it kind of killed the game off, didn't it? It was a bit sticky, as I said, but that's football, isn't it? We make it tough for ourselves. It wouldn't be the film one if it didn't. But Brighton made it tough for us as well. They just came and chucked men forward and went for it. They had nothing to lose. They were already down to 10 men, but we didn't play anywhere near as what we did the first half. So we need to work on that and get back to doing the right stuff in the second half.
You've got here next week, and they scored 4 goals today, so
you
next week as well.
Yeah, but we scored 3 goals today, so it doesn't really matter. It's a totally different game, isn't it? It's a cup game, it's a one-off. As I say, Ayr came here and we beat them 5-1. It'll not be a 5-1 game down there, I'm sure. They'll make it tough for us. They're a big physical side. As I said earlier, everything came off for us here. It might not come off for us next week. It might be a scrappy 1-0, but we'll take that to get into the next round of the cup.
Decent run of results for the last couple of weeks. Are you confident? I think it's for them, the cup match and fun.
To be honest with you, if you look at the games, as I said earlier, we've been beaten. If you look at them, the Arbroath game here, we played very well. The Rangers game away, we played well. They got a penalty, which changes the game. I think the boys have been playing very, very well, consistently. Sometimes it doesn't come off for a young side. It tells sometimes, but if you look overall, we're scoring goals, we're playing fast, fluent football, and it must be a joy for people to watch. Of course, it's good to get wins, but obviously, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter if we win 1-0 or 5-0. A win's a win. It puts 3 points on the board and it gets you into those playoff places.
You certainly get the Tigers the most entertaining side in the league. I mean, like you say, goals is... seem to see plenty of goals at both ends. Yeah
of course, but apparently we're bullies. That's what Rangers says we're bullies. It's the first time we've ever heard that, to be honest with you. But if you watch your team, you're going to get a money's worth coming to watch us. We're a young, fluent team. We play football, nobody's scared to get on the ball. We create chances. Obviously we don't score as many as we would like to, but hopefully that'll come.
Do you think wearing all these kids in, I mean, there seems to be, there's no fear?
Well, if you look at it, they're not really kids. A lot of the boys have played last year in the first division when things were going bad, obviously, for the club. Obviously, that's been sorted out now, and a lot of them got a lot of experience from playing in that, and they're stronger people now, which has obviously helped them in their growth. But you see boys coming in like Ryan Williamson today, who was absolutely fantastic. He got his Man of the Match award, which was well deserved. But the boys train with us, all the young boys train with us, and we all train together, and you see it in training, the boys are brilliant. They're not scared to take the ball, they'll get on it, they'll do the right things. If they don't do the right things, the manager's no short in telling them, and I'm sure they don't do it again in training. Obviously there's going to be mistakes. There's young kids. As much as me, I'm 23, but I'm still young myself, I'm still learning. It's a joy to play beside them.
You're the elder statesman in the team,
innit? I'm actually one of the oldest. I think I'm the second oldest if you take Potts and Dargs out. I'm second oldest behind Callum Morris. So yeah, but obviously I'm still learning the game myself, so it's a joy to play in the team and watch us play every week, I would imagine.
How old are you?
23.
23, okay. Yeah. That's what I was a big debate earlier. How old you were?
23, yeah.
Quick. We're today anyway.
Cheers.